Welcome, everybody, to the Chamber of Her Liquid Secrets. Oh, you might be kind of amazed that I'm actually doing another podcast so soon to the last one. Oh, I just said I would do a podcast tonight for just a few minutes, kind of discussing on how I feel about getting older as a woman. Becoming 63. And the other day, which it's been years, actually probably about 3 to 4 years, maybe approximately, since I've talked to my stepdaughter, and because there was some stuff that went on that I didn't appreciate, but she wished me a happy birthday on the phone, and she says, "So, how does it feel to be old?" I'm like, "Wow, well, we haven't talked in about 4 years, and You're already, you know, being a bitch." Wow. But I told her, I'll never be old. I'll always be a kid at heart, no matter what. Then I started rethinking about what I said. Rethinking. And I think the word old is kind of what society programs us to be and brainwashes us to be. And I don't subscribe to that word at all anymore. That word I'm getting a visual of like, you know, when you are outside with your broom and you're sweeping up all the dirt and the crap, and you're putting it in the dustbin, and then you throw it, all the crap, in the trash. That's kind of how I view the word old. I think the word old has been programmed into all of us, especially women, to make us feel like we're not useful anymore because we're old and we're no longer young and vibrant. And to me, that like puts everybody in this box of being just old and useless, dried up, a has-been. So I don't subscribe to that word. I feel like it's a word to throw people inside a box so they can't get out of it. So, and then I started really thinking about that word old. And if I was going to inject magic into a word, that still gives the flavor of being old, but yet there's like magic thrown in, I would use the word ancient. Ancient goes beyond time and space and back, way, way back to the lineage of where you came from a very, very old tree with roots that go beyond time and space. It's where the magic enters the roots of the tree. So, I feel that I am ancient. Like an ancient tree. From an ancient tree whose roots span out across time and space. To all of my ancestors and what even came before my ancestors, you see. That's where the magic lies. And that's where I'll always be. But while I am ancient and wise beyond my years, I'm also a child at heart. So I've always considered myself an ancient child, full of wonder, magic, and ancient wisdom that goes far beyond me, far beyond this time and space. I think society does a lot to try to brainwash women. And I think other women hold that container for other women without even knowing it. I think women have been programmed into feeling like they're old. So they don't expand beyond their age into the realm of magic, that is. And other women around them try to program that into them, you see. So they don't reach the heights of their magic and why they're really here. I think a lot of it has to do with competition. I really do. When there really was not supposed to be any competition. I find that very interesting. That women try so hard to knock other women down. And they get enjoyment out of it. I think these last few days for me have been very interesting because for me, first, I'm kind of feeling like this is a personal podcast to kind of put out there to let everybody know kind of what I'm going through. Because I really do feel right now that I'm getting started on juicing and living food as my lifestyle. I've been saying this for years, but haven't. There was one year where I did all raw food, but that was decades ago. But really being called to a higher vibration, really watching whom I spend my time with, whom I talk to and don't talk to. But I really feel like this point in time in my life, I'm really being called to do the whole living food, juicing, raw food lifestyle. And it's taken me a long time to get here because I've had a lot of food addictions and I'm still battling things, but slowly but surely, it's happening. So, I think for women as a whole, in order for us to really change things in this world the way it is right now, is I think we have to let go of our competition. The competition inside of us where we have felt that we're not good enough because maybe the other woman over there looks better than us or is more in shape or could be anything. There's always been that, I feel, within women as a whole. And I think there are women out there that enjoy trying to knock women down. I really do. And I think it's really sad. Because if you're not being called to a higher purpose, helping to lift other women up, then I feel you're not really living up to your true purpose. Because we're not here to knock each other down. We're here to lift each other up as a whole and bring on a new way of thinking and a new paradigm to help heal the divine feminine and the divine masculine. There's going to probably be a lot of people I won't be able to really hang out with, unfortunately. Because for me, I have to be very focused in what I'm doing in order to get us to a place that we need to be to do what we're here to do. And there's way too many people that have been trying to screw with us. Even listening to this podcast, I feel there are people out there that are being sent to listen, which I don't really care, because what's moving us as twin flames is way bigger and brighter and broader and deeper and higher than anybody could even know. And I don't expect anybody to believe me. I don't expect anybody to understand what I'm saying. And I don't expect anybody to even care what the hell I talk about. Because I feel that the people that are being sent are being paid. So, it doesn't matter to me. Because I know that spirit is in my heart, my soul, and my whole body. And same with my husband as well, my twin flame. And I know when it's time, it will be time. And the time is coming close, I feel, for us to be in a situation that we need to be in order to do what we're here to do, what our true purpose is, and our true purpose for being together, which is to help heal not just each other, but help move the world to a brighter place than what it is right now. And I'm smart enough to know that if, you know, if the people that could be listening, maybe not, if they're not coming from a much higher place that's positive and love, then spirit will see that and spirit will do what spirit needs to do. I'm not worried. So, I just wanted to give a small talk today about how women treat each other. The things that they say to try to knock each other down. I think it's, like I said, I think it's sad. I really do. But then again, in a way, I'm kind of glad. Because it helped me reach inside of myself to really see that I'm not old. I'm ancient. Full of magic and mystery and depth. A lot of women are so busy competing and knocking each other down. They don't see what's right in front of them. And the things that they could learn by just asking questions with depth. You're never going to get anywhere if you don't ask questions with depth. To get the golden nuggets. That's the whole point, I feel. Plumbing the depths to get the golden nuggets, the pearls, the different jewels that adorns your temple body starship, which is your temple body. But like I said, people are so busy knocking each other down, they don't even know what they're doing. They don't even have the mindset to know what they're doing, which is sad. Which shows me there's a massive amount of learning and depth that is needed for the human heart and soul of this planet. It's no wonder why everything was run backwards. Yeah. So, I've actually learned a lot in my 63 years. And sometimes, I guess, in life, it's best to kind of give people what they want. Instead of really what they need. So, that's my life update for my podcast tonight. I'm definitely redoing my whole eating food. Doing the whole living food, raw food, juicing. It's been a very long journey. It's been difficult. I've been going through a lot of challenges at this point. But I know anywhere from a month to 3 months, I'll be in a much better place. So, thank you for listening. Anyway, to all my subscribers, I love you. Bye for now.